تونت سیلش کرد. Here we go.
Welcome to the Lewis S. Black Show. Now, time for a word from our sponsor.
Alright, Lou Blitzen, I'm in my mode. You ready, man?
Yeah, I'm ready. Hey, Suge, kill the fans.
Yes, Daddy.
Everything bustin'.
Come and get near me. I just said that she was thinking it. Let me tongue kiss it, then pussy talk. I'ma see what it. Put a towel down. I run a red like I'm waiting to hit. Bossy pinky choose her ass bitch, but she my favorite bad bitch. Big booty, pretty titty, bald head, keep it wax, pretty kitty. Pipe her up, bust her down. Now she litty, doggy style. Turn around, give me 50 out. It ain't nothing better than a 10. That's a slut. The type of girl that already be wet before you touch. She love when my chains make her face when we fuck. I love me a slut that got a taste for that. Ice car bus, middle bar bus, French team bus, super wet bus, grade A suction, give me a concussion, rubber booty bus, everything bus.
Yeah, everything's bussing, just like the new version of the all-new Lewis S. Black Show. This is social commentary from a black man's perspective, because a black man's funk is a different type of funk. Now we're going to have a quick word from our sponsor, and let's get into the motherfucking show, bro. Act like you know, ho. Chill.
Fucking A, man.
Lawrence, what would you do if you had $1 million?
I'd tell you what I'd do, man. Two chicks at the same time, man. Four boobies.
That's it? You had $1 million, you'd do two chicks at the same time?
Damn straight. I always wanted to do that, man. I think if I were a millionaire, I could hook that up, too, because chicks dig dudes with money.
Not all chicks.
Well, the type of chicks that double up on a dude like me do.
Ah, good point.
What about you now? What would you do?
Besides two chicks at the same time?
Well, yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing, huh?
I would relax. I would sit on my ass all day. I would do nothing.
Well, you don't need $1 million to do nothing, man. Take a look at my cousin. He's broke and doesn't do shit. fucking ass.
And that's exactly what would happen. Let's get off into the Lewis S. Black Show.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Lewis S. Black coming to you with another podcast, baby. And on today's show, we have eloquently and appropriately called this show 3,000 Plays, aka, is $30 good enough for lunch? Now, what inspired the main part of this title is we have hit a milestone today. I looked up earlier this week and I saw that I was around 2,976 plays through the Spotify, through Podcasters Analytics. Shouts out to Spotify for Podcasters for upping the ante on the analytics and being able to let us podcasters, us content creators, be able to see where our numbers at and how we're doing for the week, how we're doing for the past 30 days, even how we've been doing for past 3 months, past 6 months, the past year, and of course, overall. Now, to some of you big-time podcasters that probably aren't listening anyways, because I'm below your level, I'm the small fish in the big pond. You're like, whatever, big deal, I do that in an episode. Reason why it means a lot to me is because I can wholeheartedly admit that I haven't been promoting the show as hard as I physically could, especially considering that we're dealing with an internet-based medium. This is not like I have to convince people to tune in live at a certain time to 88.8 FM. This is not like selling CDs where I gotta physically get outside and talk to people. It's a matter of sharing the content and spreading the word. So I would encourage everybody that is listening to try to spread this show. Whenever you hear a show that you like, which I'm pretty sure you'll like this one, to share it on your social media. Share it on your Facebookers. Share it on your Instagrams. Share it on your TikTok, you don't stops. Share it on your tweeters. Oh, I forgot, now it's just x.com, but fuck that. It always be Twitter. Why they just chose to make it x.com is beyond me. But that's here nor there. And even though I've put that in the title, that's not too much for me to dwell on. I just know that if I'm able to promote this show a little bit harder and just get it spread around a little bit more and spread the word a little bit more, and I'm not knowing if this means 3,000 plays on just Spotify for Podcasters, which used to be Anchor, or if this is 3,000 with me being on a lot of platforms, because it feels like I'm able to record and do everything on what used to be Anchor, now Spotify for Podcasters. I'm just going to call it Spotify. And once it goes on there, my show goes to places like Google Podcasts. It's a whole bunch of podcast platforms that I haven't heard of. So realistically, what I'm thinking is even those plays are probably counting, which definitely would explain that. And it's definitely showing me the way of, hey, let's get on some of these other platforms. But that's here nor there. Now, before we get off into our main topics, because we're going to discuss a few things, we're going to talk about beating around the bush. And then we'll talk about, is $30 good enough for lunch? And, excuse me, that it's allergy season. So forgive me if I sound a little nasal. But I've always said that I'm leaning away from current events. Because true to life, if this was a current events slash male gossip, don't spill the tea, but we're over here spilling beer type of show, then it's certain topics that I would have already been upon. But as I say time and time again, those topics are good and bad, because as a content creator, you're going to get a lots of clicks and views while the topic is fresh. But then once the topic plays out, nobody's going to go back to it years from now. Whereas you talk about something timeless and contemporary, years from now, people will still be clicking on that bad boy. And the proof has been in the pudding. But I will speak on your boy Diddy. I don't want to say nothing wrong, but I'd be wrong if I don't say something. Of course, everybody knows that I performed on stage one time with Diddy back in St. Louis at Loose Cannon's birthday party. I basically put my mind towards crashing the party, meeting Diddy, and somehow networking with him and letting him get a flash drive that had some of my music on it, some good songs that would have more than likely been to his liking or what I would have considered my best foot forward. And everything happened except for me being able to put that music in his hands, because in typical fashion, he was in St. Louis. Everybody in St. Louis thinks they have some type of gimmick or some type of hustle, because you can't spell hustle without the STL. That's why some cats like to take the STL hat and on one part put the HU, and then after that put, you know, the STL, which is already there, and then an E at the bottom of it. And they were talking that random spoon shit, and you could tell that his patience was getting low. The man had just got done doing a full set, and people were talking about food trucks and, you know, hey Diddy, I got an idea for you. Check this out. Have you ever wanted a food truck to pull up to your neighborhood? Not an ice cream truck, but a truck that sells ribs and fish and can drop your clothes off at the laundry. I'm talking about Bobby's Mobile Rib, Fish, and Shrimp Shack / Laundry Pickup. You can get some food from us. We can take your clothes to the laundry and get this, and get this. Diddy's like, with the toothpick in his mouth and the shades on, what's that, my man? When your laundry's done, we'll pick it back up for you, and we'll have a complimentary slab of ribs for you. So when you get your shit back, not only do you get clean clips, clean threads, my man, not only do you get clean threads, you also get some fresh ribs. Because, and then his man comes in, because we cook the ribs on the spot. While we're bringing your food to, while we're bringing your laundry to you. Excuse me, Diddy, I'm just a little nervous because I've never been around such a superstar of your stature. So get this, while we're bringing your clothes, your suit back to your spot, my man's over here, Ricky Ribs, my man Ricky, is gonna be fixing your ribs. So now you can sit down, eat your ribs, and you know that you've got your suit done at the cleaners. What you think? Okay, okay, I know that was a lot. Cause Diddy's giving them the blank stare. I know that was a lot to process. So how about this, my man? Take my card. And mind you, this is somebody else's business card with they shit just written on the back. So yo, my man, so am I supposed to be calling Stacy's Cleaners? Or am I calling this number on the back? Yeah, 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 the one on the back, because you know, I've been giving out so many cards that a brother ran out. All right, man, I'll check you. And then after a while, I couldn't catch up with him.
And then, of course, there was a notorious picture that was taken during that performance. Definitely not by me. My phone was in my pocket. I was on stage jamming, performing with Diddy, but someone took it. Then word got to the grapevine to me, and I wound up taking it and saving it, of course, posting it. But that's not the whole point. Your man Diddy has landed himself in a lot of trouble. Your boy Diddy has slid down a razor blade and landed into an alcohol river. This man has all kinds of allegations on him. Revolt has made him step down from his position. And when they force you to step down, that means that you can't even collect unemployment because you didn't get fired. They just coerced you into quitting, which is the craziest shit. Any little sponsorships he does have, of course, they are backing away from him. Nobody wants to be associated with him. Hell, even if he was running Bad Boy, I don't think Bad Boy would want to be associated with him. But that would be his only bread and butter because you can't fire the owner. And I'm not here to talk about whether he has done this shit or not. But one thing that I did want to clear up for you guys, because I just recently learned about the full meaning of sex trafficking, and you learn something new every day. Now, sex trafficking is something that your boy Diddy is being accused of. And up until recently, my ignorant ass, I thought that sex trafficking was just purely some guerrilla-style forced pimping, where you're kidnapping chicks off the streets and at bus stops, and then all of a sudden they wind up at some crazy compound and you're just forcing them to do ungodly things for money. Well, what I recently found out is, yes, that is a part of sex trafficking, but also, if you are tricking and traveling, that is sex trafficking. Because I forgot that, you know, these ballers, these billionaires, they do a lot of traveling. So when they trick off, they need some of that pussy to come with them. Whereas your average John that works over at a factory, he gets off, he drives up and around the corner. There's some hazard hookers or some lot lizards standing around. He goes to a back alley, gets himself domed up, gets himself tightened up. And that's that. Even though he's committed one legal act, which is paying for sex, he has not taken that sex across state lines. Whereas, of course, these cats, please, they're sitting up here and they're writing checks. Is this amateur hour? They're writing checks. They're sending wire transfers. All of this for large amounts. We're not talking about that low level of 50 for the mouth, 100 for the booty shit. 150 if you want to go back door instead of knocking on the front door. No, we're not talking about amateur night. We're talking about professional tricking where we're sending off some thousands. So they're sending all of these trackable through trackable means, you know, the Zills, Cash Apps, wire transfers, Western Unions, writing actual paper checks to these high-class hookers. And we're flying them out, so we gotta get tickets. And oh, when we get tickets, oh, we can't use nicknames. We can't be Strawberry and Diddy. We can't be Cinnamon and Diddy. We can't be Miss Marvelous and Diddy. No. This check is made out from Sean John Combs to Elizabeth Miller, who lives all the way in Indianapolis, but has decided that she's going to come to New York for one of the white parties to not only be Diddy's date, but to get him tightened up at the end of the night. And more than likely, that's where I see these charges coming in, because I was telling somebody just the other day, having a deep discussion, and I was like, I can't see a lot of these dudes like Kales. I'm gonna leave Kales out of it because Kales is crazy. Kales is crazy enough to have platinum records and still be pimping. And I was like, I can't see a lot of these cats pimping, even if they're pimping on a thousand a pop. You know, even if it's like Pimp C, she be cross country giving it all that she got. A thousand a pop, I'm pulling Bentleys off the lot. I could see them delving into that if that's their only profession. But when you're sitting up and making so much money over things that you don't have to put thought into, things that are making money for you while you're sleeping, why would you be pimping? But then I realized, nah, you ain't gonna be pimping, but you're gonna do a whole lot of tricking. Now that's what's going to stick. Other than that, he's got a lot of moral crimes against him, like how he's allegedly treated Cassie, how he may have allegedly treated that poor, pretty, slow girl, Carisha, aka Young Miami, from City Girl fame. But even though mistreating a person is wrong, that is a moral crime, and that is objective. One person will say, hey, shit, you need to keep their ass in check. Another person may say, hey, you shouldn't be treating them like that. But that's not what gets you time. But some of that other shit, plus it might be some narcotics that's been traveling with them. So that's another form of trafficking. Because as a millionaire, as a billionaire, what you may consider recreational may be what some people push across state lines in order to make a living for them and their family. Usually I would say I'm going to pray for you, but I'm not finna play with God and waste prayer time on people doing dumb shit. So what I would say to Diddy is, I'm always going to be for you. And the way that I'm going to have your back is by just only briefly talking about this and letting, for the most part, my silence be somewhat of my support. And the biggest part of my support is going to be, unlike most black folks in the community, because they have done it already again. I've seen them do it with Kells. I've seen them do it with MJ. I've seen them do it with Bill Cosby. And true to light, once again, it's the thing where you're guilty until proven innocent. And if you get found innocent, depending on how the evidence plays out, brothers are still going to cap and talk shit about you and say that you just got off because of the fact that you have money. You know, that brother just got off because that boy Diddy got elephant dollars. He just simply hired a good lawyer. They'll make up excuses like that, like as if you're supposed to be a billionaire and you're supposed to settle for a punk public defendant. But you know how we are. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to give Diddy the right that he has as an American, which is I'm going to consider him innocent until proven guilty. Now, the shit that they got him on, pretty sure he's going to wind up being found guilty, and your boy's going to have to sit down for a little bit. Ironically, shit, they done got Homeland Security involved, so he might be doing some fed time. You never know. Your boy Diddy, because yeah, they've definitely collaborated before. Your boy Diddy's going to wind up on the yard with R. Kelly, and they're going to be walking the yard together. Not necessarily as no couple, because I don't think R. Kelly's no punk like that. But they're going to be walking the yard. They're going to be best buds, and they're going to be sitting up and writing some songs. That might be the way that they get their hustle on. Him and R. Kelly might be sitting up and writing songs and emailing them out or sending letters out to people and, you know, getting some of that songwriting money. That's it, nor there. I ain't finna pray for you, but I wish you the best, fam. Now, I saw a post on Facebook. The post on Facebook, ironically,
is something that inspired me to do this show today, as well as the main topic. I saw that on Facebook. A lot of times Facebook has been what has helped me come up with the inspiration for these wild ass topics, because if you want to see some dumb shit, if you want to see some shit that's been fueling on the fire for these gender wars, you ain't got to look far. Just go on your news feed on your Facebookers. So I saw one lady, and this is a lady that's around like her mid-40s, which explains why she does a lot of male bashing. Like most women her age, she looks good for her age, but her best years are behind her. So her post was, and why paraphrase when I have the whole post? Y'all might just hear a little bit of clicking, but that is something that I am leaning away from, which is, you know, trying to paraphrase when I've got it right here. It says, fuck beating around the bush. If sex is all you want, make that shit clear. If you want a relationship, make that shit clear. If you want somebody to talk to you while your significant other is acting up, make that shit clear. Don't use people. Make it clear in the beginning and you won't have problems in the end. End scene. Now, I will say this. I do agree with the premises of letting your intentions be known up front. That's good, because it's some people that will still rock with you, and it's some people that will get away from you. And the good thing is, you have not wasted that person's time. You have let that person know from the giddy up what kind of time you're on or what kind of nonsense you're on. And before they could even get their feelings attached, they have been able to walk away from you. Because the hardest thing to walk away from is a person who you have feelings and attachment with. But when you don't know this person from a can of paint, and you ain't even figured out their last name yet, and you barely know anything about them, but they tell you, hey, I'm just looking for a brother that makes $1 million a year. Okay, well, baby, that's me. And realistically, it'll probably never be me. So have a nice life. I don't want to be in your way. Things like that. So I do get that. So overall, because I don't want y'all thinking that everything that these sisters say, I got a problem with just because I want to be a big meanie. But I got to call shit out for what it is. So that's the good part. That's the nutrients of that post that we can take out of it. The nutrient, I call it nutrients and bullshit nowadays. A lot of times what you see on the internet is nutrients and bullshit. When you eat something, whether it's junk food or whether it's something organic from the Whole Foods, you get your nutrients and you get your bullshit. The nutrients, that's the good information that you can take that feeds you intellectually. I call it the you learn something new every day factor. The bullshit, just like food, the bullshit is the part that your body can care less for, that your body will wind up disposing of within the next few hours or the next morning or whatnot. And a lot of the posters like this have some shit in it that's, you know, kind of opinionated, kind of self-serving, kind of condescending, kind of conceited, kind of passive aggressive, mixed with a splice of bitterness. Because I'm going to say this. Yes, women do want the honesty and as much upfrontness as they can. But women, y'all have to realize something. You do not want what's going on in the very back of a man's cerebellum, which is his speech center. And that's where usually whatever he's going to say, whatever message he wants to convey, starts out there. Then once it reaches the front part of the cerebellum, there's some filtering going on. You know, there's some remixing
of the words going on. Rather than getting raw meat, it's coming down the assembly line and you're getting some seasoning and some flavor. That way, by the time this man opens up his mouth, you have a nice, good meal that is edible, ready for human consumption, and it's not going to be too bitter and it's not going to be too sweet. I'm going to show you what your average man is really thinking. Number one, when your average man meets a woman, 9 times out of 10, he's thinking about how attractive she is and he's thinking about sex. Now, not even today's society. Ever since we got past the caveman era, it hasn't been beating around the bush. It has been men tend to go logic first, because everybody has logic and emotion, but men tend to lean more towards the logical side of things. Women tend to look at things from more of the emotional aspect. And then what happens is, when men and women get together, men like to bring together some logic mixed with a little bit of what I call emotional maturity and emotional intelligence. Women like to look at things when it comes to matters of dating, definitely from an emotional standpoint, because women have a lot of emotional intelligence and emotional maturity. Let me give it up for the sisters. And I'm not going to say what they struggle to do, but what they like to do is they like to do a little bit of logic. Like, the logic is, I know that I do not want to get involved with somebody that is slanging that dope, because I do not want to get my feelings hurt when this brother gets locked up and they kick in the door. So the logic is, she's going to make a conscious effort not to deal with those brothers so that she doesn't have to have her feelings hurt again. Or, I know that when I talk crazy to people that my message doesn't get across. So logically, let me try to be better about how I convey my emotions. So what I would like to give you, sisters, is some examples of what the world would be like if brothers didn't beat around the bush. If right out the gate, whether it be the first phone call or the first meetup or the first date, or hell, if brothers were like this just when they approach you on the streets, or when they jump in your inbox and they want to start off a conversation. To help us illustrate this, I have some fine actors from Anthony's Acting Academy. Willip Winthrop III shall be playing No Games James. And we have Martha Clartwright, who shall be playing the part of Clarissa. All right, I'll let you two lesbians, thespians, do your parts. And action. What up, y'all? We've got No Game James, and he has just met Clarissa a few days ago over at the Wally Marts. This is his first time talking on the phone with her. He's going to get straight to the point. Hello?
Hey, can I speak to James?
Oh yeah, this is James. What's happening, baby?
Oh, I see you programmed my number in.
Oh, you know I would. So what you got going on?
Oh, nothing much. Just getting ready to, just took my hair down. So getting ready to, do something with my hair. What about you?
Oh, nothing. I'm just, chilling over here, getting ready to look at this Lakers game in a second. But yo, check this out, though. Check this out. What you got popping tomorrow night?
Oh, well, tomorrow is a Saturday night. But ironically, my mind, doing anything, so I'm available.
I know you're asking for a reason, James, because you don't strike me as shy.
Oh no, I ain't shy.
So, don't beat around the bush. Tell me, what do you have planned in mind for us, James? Or should I call you Jimmy?
Nah, James is fine. Alright, check this out. Around about 8:32 p.m., I want you to come over to the crib. And I was thinking that we could get butt naked and fuck.
Boom. End scene.
Alright. So, of course, this isn't an interactive show where I'm live. So, I want you ladies to just sit back and marinate on that for a little second. And while you marinate on that, while you're marinating, you can pause the show. And how would you react to that? You just met this brother. In this case, like Clarissa, you went out on a bold leap of faith and you decided to call first. And you're trying to cut a few little corners because you see that baby girl was kind of being a little bit more aggressive than some of y'all sisters, but she was still holding feminine frame. And then as soon as she said, don't beat around the bush, oh, he just came out with it. He was just bold with it, right? Not no. Because obviously, y'all don't like this whole concept of the brother says, well, you know, it's a movie we could go to, or it's this little jazz spot we could go to where they perform live on Saturdays, or it's this one cool little spot we could go and grab something to eat. He just went all the way for the jugular. All right. Boom. Now, I want you ladies to gather yourself for part two. And action. All right, ladies, you think that was a doozy. Some of you may think he's a jerk. Some of you all may just show up to that brother's house wearing nothing but a trench coat and some flip-flops. Now, in this scenario, no games, James, and Clarissa are out at a nice restaurant enjoying a meal and basically waiting for their appetizers, and they get into some conversation. This man is looking for a serious relationship. He is dating with intentions for real. Let's go.
La 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 la. Oh, oh. And I say, I love you.
Oh, man. That house singer is some bullshit, ain't he?
Yeah, I don't know who told him he could sing.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So, Clarissa, how do you like this spot so far, minus that badass singing?
Oh, this is a very nice spot. I've heard about it, and you know that I went up on Yelp and did my little reviews, and it got 5 stars. So, good pick, James.
All right, that's right. Well, check this out. I'm gonna get straight to the point before the appetizers even come. Cause once I get to grubbing, I get to grubbing. I'm gonna let you know what I'm looking for, baby. I'm looking for a serious relationship. And I'm not looking for a serious relationship with anybody. I'm looking for a serious relationship with you. You got the right look. I can tell by talking on the phone with you that you got some good conversation. And even though you was wearing them big ass sweats and that Michigan, the University of Michigan sweatshirt when I met you over at the Walmarts, I see that you clean up very nice, baby girl. So here's how I want it to go down. I want me and you to be boyfriend and girlfriend by the end of this month. It's April 2nd, so it shouldn't take that long. Then after that, want me and you to be boyfriend and girlfriend for at least 6 months, but a year will do. At the 1 year mark, on our 1 year anniversary, I'm going to get down on one knee and I'm going to give you a ring that's between $5,000 to $10,000. At that point, we need to be engaged. We're going to be engaged for 6 months. That gives us time to figure out whether I'm going to move into your place or if you're going to move into mine or if we're going to gather up all of our things and get ourselves a house together. That also gives us enough time to plan out the wedding. Anything over 6 months, that means we're having a delay with the wedding plans. That's here nor there. We'll cross that bridge when it's time. After that, we need to be married for 2 years. That's going to give us enough time to get our credit and our finances together so that we can purchase a four-bedroom house. Four-bedroom house. That way we can have the master bedroom for ourselves and we have three bedrooms left over for the three children that we have. I want to have three boys, but if we had some girls, two would do. As long as I get a boy out of there, I'm trying to give me a superstar. You're 5'9". I'm 6'4". The possibilities are endless. So what's happening? Insane. Now, ladies, think about that. He made his intentions clear from the giddy up before they can even eat their first meal together. He's trying to go through the steps. We're going to be boyfriend and girlfriend. We're going to be holding hands, kicking cans, and making plans. And driving off in the old school Trans Am. I don't give a damn. You my woman. I'm your man. Sam ate ham out of a can because he didn't give a damn. Yeah. And then we get engaged and we get married. And before you know it, we're going to be in a big-ass house with some kids running around. And they're going to have big foreheads, just like me and you, boo. So once again, ladies, take some time to pause the podcast. And would this make you want to continue the date and continue further with getting to know this brother? Or would this scare you off? Because is the thing. When it comes to beating around the bush is very objective. For some women, this is exactly what they've been waiting for. Somebody direct like this. Even when it comes to scenario number one, a guy that they've been wanting to fuck ever since they first saw him, and he's just got the stones to come right out and say it rather than playing around like some eighth grader and talking to her about a whole bunch of nonsense that nobody can care about. Now, last scenario, we've got a guy who is in a relationship. So this is emotional cheating as it is. And he's looking for someone to just talk to while his lady is acting up. But he's not going to beat around the bush. I've already introduced it, so let's get to the scene. Action! Hello?
Hi, this is James. Can I speak to Clarissa?
Hey, James, I remember you from the gas station. It is me. How you doing, James?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Could be, you know, it's the best of times and worst of times. Hey, look, I'm not even going to bullshit with you. I'm going to get straight up to the point before we even reach the 2 minute mark in this conversation. I've got an old lady, all right? She's just been working my nerves and she hasn't been communicating and she's been denying me sex. She's just totally shutting down on me. So I don't necessarily want to cheat with her, but I need somebody that I can talk to when I just want to get some female advice, when I want that feminine perspective. but I'm also looking for someone that's going to kind of low-key flirt with me so that I can still feel wanted and desired as a man. Because just like y'all need attention, I need attention too. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah, because I mean, keep talking, James. I'm going to be honest with you. We're going to talk about a lot of cool stuff, and we may even wind up getting really cool and creating some type of bond where you may want to see me, but that shit ain't happening because we live together. So realistically, this is not going to really go anywhere, but we're going to have some good conversations, and if you do get attached, I don't know. I may just have to get ghost on you, but if you kind of need a shoulder to lean on, once I lean on your shoulder, you can lean on mine. We're not going to be platonic friends because, I mean, for me to get the type of energy that I need from you, I need to kind of somewhat leave the door open for hope that I'm trying to get with you and that I want to get with you and that eventually that I will get with you. So can you hang with that? Boop, end of scene. Once again, this is more for you single women. If a brother approached you like that, what would you do? Pause the episode and come back. All right, now that we're back, boom, that's letting you know. This is what the world would be like if brothers were coming out the gate. To some of y'all, y'all would like it. To some of y'all would feel objectified. Like, does this dude even like me for me? Or is he just like me for what I can possibly do? So y'all, some of y'all may look at it as beating around the bush. Some people may look at it as treating you like a human being that's worth more than the sex that he's looking for. Are worth more than the wife that makes him look good on paper / incubator for his kids. And maybe the brother's trying to treat you more than just someone to make him feel good while his girlfriend is treating him shitty. So that's something for y'all to think on. This is more of a food for thought thing. When you get things from the Lewis S. Black Show, I'm breaking the fourth wall. A lot of the stuff that you get on here, being that I'm not live and I'm not taking comments, a lot of this stuff is food for thought. You do the dishes and you put the dishes up where you see fit. All right, now to the main topic. Is $30 good enough for lunch? Once again, and not to disparage nobody, but you know, the person that was on there was on their little Instagrams. Or their TikTokers. And she was telling the story of how a random dude on Instagram sent her a message, and somehow through conversation, because I'm pretty sure that they were having some conversation and maybe some vibes, but for all I know, maybe he may tie into what we just talked about, which is maybe he was a brother that didn't want to quote unquote beat around the bush. So he came in with some tricking. He came in hot and heavy, probably. So he asked the sister if he could send her some money for her to get lunch. And of course, she said, oh yeah, go ahead and send it. So the brother wanted to surprise her. He didn't come out the gate like, can I send you this much or that much? He gathered up her Cash App information. He stopped messaging. And he was like, boom, check your Cash App. She checked her Cash App and got instantly offended because it was, quote unquote, only $30. Of course, I'll say thinking like a square instead of thinking like a hustling chick. Oh, she went off on him, called him all kinds of lames and... Don't you know what I normally do? No, he doesn't know how you normally get down because he just met you. And I get it. This has probably worked for him. He's probably done this song and dance of let me send you some money for lunch. And he's probably sent the chick $30 for lunch. And she probably came over and dropped draws
that night or maybe the next night. Because men don't try too many methods if they're just constantly failing. But if a man has anywhere from a 40 to 50% success rate with any type of method, he's going to continue to do that and he's going to roll the dice. So neither one of them won anything, but he really didn't lose anything. She lost out. She didn't get no, you know, let me see. I'm not sure if she kept the money and went off on him or if she was noble enough to send it back to him. Of course, that part never got mentioned. I will say this. When this type of story pops up, when the woman says, so I sent his $30 back to him and I told him to just leave me alone because it's clear already that me and him are not going to see eye to eye. Okay, you just got some high standards. But the fact that she didn't say anything about that during her little 2-minute rant on Instagram lets me know that she kept it. She kept it and probably put it towards some lunch or something. Now I say this. Shame on him. I'm going to hold the man accountable first. Because that's one thing that we're going to do a little bit different. Because I feel like every milestone, we got to redo the show and, you know, spice it up and improve. When you know better, do better. So I'm going to get on the man first. You're a goofy for sending a random woman that you don't know money for a specific type of thing via Cash App, Zelle, or whatever, and you don't know anything about her. Because hell, $30 is kind of in the objective zone. I mean, I don't know. If let's say that lashes only cost $5 or $10. Okay, if you send a 30, you're getting a 3 sets of lashes. I don't know how much nail polish is, but if it's something to where she can get a whole lot of that, whatever, whatever. When it comes to food, you're kind of on a slippery slope. That's why the traditional thing to do is to surprise them maybe with the restaurant. I wouldn't even say do that nowadays. If you want to go the food route, discuss where y'all are going beforehand. That way she has approved this restaurant. She has looked this restaurant up on Google Maps. And she's probably 9 times out of 10 looked on the online menu and she's seen that the food is just expensive enough to her eloquent taste, even though you're picking her up from the apartment. Boom. Then number two, you really need to save that type of stuff for your lady. For girlfriends and wives. Girlfriends, wives, and fiancés. That's who you need to save that whole, I'ma send you some money for lunch if you need to. Because a lot of them are, you know, like to prepare their own meals because it's not guaranteed if you can get a man to send you money for lunch. But what is guaranteed is that you can take some of that leftover fried cabbage last night and some of that Salisbury steak from last night and put it together and have you some lunch to eat on. Because if you think that, because I mean, I hate to say it, but it's more dudes that will brown bag it. Not brown bag it. It's more dudes that will go and get carry out for lunch or go get some trash ass fast food for lunch than it is sisters. A lot of sisters, they realize that your lunch break is only an hour and it's way quicker for you to bring in a quality home cooked meal because you can instantly heat it up and you can spend the majority of your time eating and staring at your phone. And you're eating healthier anyways, which is what really contributes to a woman being able to keep her figure together. I don't think this was a working class woman. I think this was one of those, I hate to say OnlyFans girls, it seems like everybody's doing OnlyFans, but this seems like someone that is might be stripping, might be OnlyFansing, might be scamming.
the Bitcoin scam, the Cash App scam, might be doing something to that effect. So, because she says that when she goes out for lunch, she spends $100 on lunch because she gets appetizers, she gets entrees, and she gets dessert, and she gets about 3 or 4 drinks. Now, realistically, this was a slim woman, and I've seen big women that don't even eat like that. So I'm up here like, okay, benefit of the doubt. You know what I'm saying? Big ballin' Barbara. Let's say that you are doing that. I'm like, I'm a call cap. I think, because she, like I said, the woman was not bony, but she was thin. So I was up here like, either A, you got a fast-ass metabolism, RB, you're taking some of that stuff to go, and then you're just putting it in your fridge, and your fridge is just a whole bunch of, you know, carry out food that you've gotten from different spots with your $100 for lunch ass. I can halfway believe that. If she's got that type of money where money's just flowing and money ain't a thing, so yeah, you probably nibbling at some of that appetizer, nibbling at some of that salad, nibbling at some of that entree, and probably definitely down in that dessert, which probably ain't nothing but a brown, you know, fudge brownie or some shit. And them drinks, you're definitely down in those. You're definitely down in those. You're wobbling out of there just good, drunk, and full with some food. Or, heaven forbid, you're sitting up here and you're taking some of that food and you're bringing it to a nigga that don't give you nothing. A dude that don't help you do anything. Brother may or may not even live with you. Or, you're getting these dudes because you're shaming them, because she shamed this dude and let her know what she spends. What you're doing is, yeah, you're getting $100 for lunch, but what you could be doing is you're probably getting what we call practical meals, where you're probably going somewhere where for lunch you may spend anywhere between 12 to 20 bucks, and then you're pocketing the other 80 for your hair, or your nails, or your light bill, or your car note, or some of those subscriptions that you got to the Primes, or the Netflix, or the Hulus, or the HBO Max. You know what I'm saying? But once again, I'm going to ultimately hold it to these trick ass dudes, because When y'all come out the gate like this, it's really disingenuous. Because what you're doing is you're trying to get around, it's the cheat code. When you're tricking like that, and you barely even know this woman, you don't even know her real name. You don't know if her name is Claire or Connor. You just know that she's hot girl 5682 on Instagram. And 9 times out of 10 for you to be tricking like that, she's probably got some swimsuit pictures. You're trying to get around knowing her as a human being. You don't feel like hearing about her problems. You don't feel like hearing about what she likes and what she doesn't like. You don't want to hear her babble or ramble about anything. You don't want to deal with none of that. You just want to throw a few dollars out there, and you just want to have her head bent over the sink once you finally get over there. You're just like we call that soft shoe hoeing. You're soft shoe tricking. You're trying to buy love. But you know that if you just come straight out the gate and say, yo, here's $30. Can I hit that? You know that that's going to make you look weird. And depending on the woman, they're going to be like, what do I look like? Some type of crackhead to you? Because they may feel like you're playing them cheating. So you're trying to dance around actually getting yourself involved in human interaction. And that's see-through. So to be objective, she's being a little greedy.
But she's also probably, you know, trying to figure out what kind of angle you're on. And a crazy thing is, if you were to ask, because I know that there was a lot of sisters that said, yo, $30 would definitely be good enough. Maybe I can go to the spot and maybe get me two meals, one for today and one for tomorrow. Some sisters were real practical in the comments and said that shit, they'll just take the $30 and they'll go to the grocery store and they will just simply get some food and make some meals for a few days. You know, get them some ham, some cheese, some lettuce, make some sandwiches, or get them whatever. Sisters can get creative and just make them some lunch for that week. And heaven forbid, I'll leave you off with this. Let you ask a Jewish woman about that. Let you ask a Jewish woman about $30. First of all, she's going to say, oh, well, for Pete's sakes, $30. That's just too much. Just for one sitting? Let me tell you, I can go to Kosher Box Meals and I can get a good kosher meal sent to me for less than $30. I can get a stuffed chicken with rice and mushrooms for $17.95. I can get a beef pepper steak for $18.95. Oh, I'm so cliff. I can get a grilled salmon filet for $19.95 with money left over. A beef rib steak. Oh, or the chicken matzo soup, $15.95. Oh my goodness. Now I can actually save $15. They've got a roasted chicken leg with potato kugel for $16.95. They've got chicken and meatballs with rice and mushrooms. Oh, that looks so good for $16.95. Or I could even get a beef stuffed cabbage and gravy. Lewis, have you ever had beef stuffed cabbage and gravy? No, I haven't, Miss Steinberg. Yes. You young ladies, I don't get it. You are some material girls living in a material world. Get it together for Pete's sake, for crying out loud. Oh, I'll give the show back to you. Well, there you have it from Miss Steinberg. And that's been another episode of the Lewis Says Black Show. Like always, you can follow me on TikTok and on the Instagrams at Lewis S. Black. It's been lovely, man. 3,000 plays. Just running up to 4,000, 5,000. Let's see how quick we can get there. And it ain't about getting there. It's about me getting my pleasure out of pleasing y'all, man. And when I say pleasing y'all, I mean through entertainment. Get your minds out the gutters, you little perverts. We out here.
She's strange, and I like it.
She's strange.
just the way she is. Walking down the avenue, always doing something new. She's the kind of person everybody knows. She reeks distinction from head to toe. She's my Twilight Zone, my Al Capone. She's my Rolling Stones and my Eva Peron.
And I like it.
Yes, I like it. The way she wears her hair, yeah.
And I like it. I like it.
In room 1, 2, 3, she's elusive, you see, like the invisible man in drag. And when you come to meet her, you'll never agree that she'll be waving a skirt as a flag. Like a cold in October, she'll take you right over. It's not mean to be facetious. And that look in her eye says you're the guy she plans to spend this evening with. She's strange.
And I like it.
And I like it.
She's strange.
Just the way she is.
Strange. Walking down the avenue.
I like the way she does everything.
Always
she
doing
did.
Something new. Thank you.
Yeah, she's strange. And I know you're tired of going back and forth with that nutty ass bitch. This is for y'all. The Lewis S. Black Show.
See what she wants you to see.
That's been another episode of the Lewis S. Black Show. Peace.